Okay, Rabbi, so let me share with you some ideas, some short ideas. Really, one major idea, one topic. In honor of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Yom Tov of Shavuos is called in the Torah Uviyoyim HaBikurim. We discussed this yesterday. Some of the commentators understand the word Uviyoyim HaBikurim in reference to the Shtei HaLechem, the carbon, the special carbon that is offered on Shavuos. Two loaves of bread that are baked as chometz from wheat. It's the first time we offer grain from the new crop in the Mikdash. Until this point of time, it is forbidden to offer a carbon mincha from the new crop. The Omer is Matir Chodosh in Eretz Yisrael. But the Shtei HaLechem is Matir Chodosh in the Mikdash, where the Korbanos can come from the new crop. And that's what it's called, Uviyoyim HaBikurim, the first fruits. The first fruits alludes to the new crop of wheat. However, many other commentators understand Uviyoyim HaBikurim in reference to the mitzvah of Bikurim. We know that a farmer, every year, he goes out to the field, and when he sees his crop begins to ripen, Rashi tells us he takes a blade of grass and he ties it around a new fig and he dedicates it. This will be the Bikurim. And he takes up, eventually when the fruit blossoms and grows, he takes the fruit and he collects the new fruit, he puts it into a basket and he brings it to Yerushalayim. He comes to the Mizbeach, he comes to the Kohen, he puts it before the Kohen on the floor of the Mizbeach and the Kohen picks it up and they wave it together and he recites a few psukim. Basically the same psukim that we recite in the Haggadah, Arami Oved Avi. The fact that the Torah calls the Yom Tov of Shavuos by the term Uviyoyim HaBikurim tells us that if we really want to understand the nature, the essence of what this Yom Tov is all about, we have to uncover, we have to study the lessons that are learned from Bikurim. So let me share with you a few simple ideas in Bikurim. Maybe we'll put something together as a package of what exactly is unique about Bikurim and how does it relate to Shavuos. So let me just throw out a few ideas. Number one, Bikurim begins, V'choyoki Yisrael Aretz, Asher Hashem Lokech, Nosim Lecho Nachala, V'rishto V'yoshavta Bo. Rashi says, what does it have to say? You come into the land. You will come into Eretz Yisrael, but that's not enough. When Klal Yisrael conquered the land, they still did not have an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikurim. Because the Pasuk says it's not enough to enter, you have to possess and live. And that took 14 years. It took 14 years to 7 years to conquer the land and 7 years to divide and possess the land. Rashi says, Magid shlo nischaivu bibikurim ad shekovshu es ha'aretz, until they conquered the land, v'chilkuha, and divided it. The mitzvah begins at the time when you have full possession of Eretz Yisrael. You've reached your destination. Klal Yisrael has achieved shleimus. Hashem promised Eretz Yisrael to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And it took a very long time to get here. And not just to get here, but to conquer it, to possess it, to divide it. We've reached the end. This is the end game. And now the Torah says, go out into the field. And Rashi says, and look for a new fruit. And Rashi's words are absolutely stunning, stunningly beautiful, how he describes the mitzvah of Bikurim. Adam yoreid l'soich sodeyu. A person goes down to his field. V'roye te'eno, a fig, shabikara, that has blossomed. Koirech Aleha Gimi. He takes a blade of grass and he wraps it around the stem of the fruit. L'simen, as a sign. The Oimer, and he declares, Hare ze bikurim. A very beautiful ceremony. You go out to the field, you look for a fig, a single fig that begins to blossom. You pluck out of the ground the blade of grass and you delicately tie it around the stem of this fig and you declare, Hare ze bikurim. You mekayim the mitzvah, or you begin the process of the mitzvah in the earliest stage of development, in the incipient stage of the blossoming of the fruit of the year. Isn't that interesting when we just finish reading the first pasuk of the parasha that tells us that the mitzvah of Bikurim takes place at the very, very end? The mitzvah of Bikurim is only true when we have a Beis HaMikdash, there's a Mizbeach later on, and it's not just you have to enter the land, possess the land, and divide the land. You have to reach your final destination, the end, the end, the end. You've gone so far, you've come to the cover of the book. You've not just read the last chapter, you've read to the glossary. Okay? You've gone through everything. You've gone to the very last page of the book. It's your final, the Gemara. And then the mitzvah, go look for a fig in its incipient stage and wrap a blade of grass. What's the Musar Haskel? Renewal. When you come to the very, very end, it's now time to renew, to start again. Tying a blade of grass on a bud represents the very, very beginning. The mitzvah only is triggered when we come to the very, very end. Going to the very end and then looking for a matzah of the very beginning captures the theme of renewal. How does Shavuos differ than Pesach? How does Shavuos differ than Maaseh Bereishis? Shavuos was alluded to on the sixth day of creation. All of the days of creation, there is no hay. The only day of creation which has the idea is Yom HaShishi, Rashi, alluding to Matan Torah, that Hashem suspended the world. Hashem suspended the world. The world was weak. It would all depend. The whole world would only exist if Klal Yisrael would accept the Torah, Matan Torah. If they would accept the Torah, Nasev Nishma, then yes, the world will continue to exist. Until then, it's just temporary. It's all on hold. What's the difference between Matan Torah and Yom HaShishi? Yom HaShishi is ex nihilo. Nothing, something out of nothing. The very beginning. Shavuos is not the beginning. It's renewal. You've come to the end. You've reached the goal. You've reached your destination. And now the Torah says, let's start again. Here you are, you've reached your destination. I create Bereishis, Bor Elokim Eis Hashem Ve'Eretz, Hashem created Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem promised this land to Klal Yisrael, and it took an enormous amount of time to come there, 2,000 years to get there. Hashem promised Avraham Avinu, the land, and what he had to go through, what Moshe had to go through, what we had to go through, until we finally come into the land and we go to war against the Canaanim and we survive and we divide the land and we possess the land, the Yashavta Ba. And now Hashem says, Let's start all over again. Renewal. Look for a bud, a blossom, something which represents growth, the beginning of the process, not the end of the process. The Torah is hinting to us, in life, it's not enough just to create. Part of life demands that you refresh yourself, you renew yourself. You ever browse on the web and the web page is stuck? You have to press down control on that little circle on top to refresh the page because you're stuck somewhere? Just because you've reached the end, that's not enough. The Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Musar of Shavuos, is V'yoyim HaBikurim. Through Torah, a person has an ability to refresh himself, to renew himself, to recommit himself. That's what the Yom Tov is all about, and it's only because we have the Koyach of Torah. The Umos HaOlam do not have the ability to reboot. They don't. They start up, and when the system is clogged, and it's verstopped, and it's dull, it is what it is. You deal with the situation. The gift of Torah is a gift of Uviyoim HaBikurim. You've reached a goal, you've reached your destination, but you can still refresh yourself. Go out into the field. Look for that blossom. Take hold of it. Declare, Harei Zeh Bikurim, and start again. Build upon the foundation of the past, but build something new and fresh. This is one idea. Another idea. You come to the Kohen, Uvasel HaKadosh Yebayah Mohen, and what do you say to him? The Amarta Elov. You say to him, Higadati Hayom LaShem Elokech. I want to declare. Now this var I'm telling you, I believe is a very chashuv vart. I believe this vart is there's something dvar begav. You declare to the koyein, Kivasi ala aretz, I've come to the land. Asher nishpa Hashem lavoseinu lo seslanu. That's all you declare. Wait a minute. Contrast what you have just said to the Kohen to what the Torah has said to us in the very first pasuk. The first pasuk is, V'yoki savo el ha'aretz, you will come to the land, Asher Hashem Elokecha nosan lucha nachala. But the pasuk adds three more words. V'rishta, you will possess it, V'yoshavta bo, and you will live in it. It's not enough just to come into the land. You have to inherit it. It's mine. It is mine. It's my Yerusha. No one can take this away. And don't just inherit it on paper. Live it. V'yoshavta bo. So here the Jewish people, they've come into the land. They're living. They've possessed it. They've inherited it. They're possessing it. They're living it. And now they're coming to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Bikurim. But when they come to the Kohen, they make a statement, they leave out the last three words. And they say, Kohen, you who are the representative of Hashem, I want to let you know, I acknowledge, that I, part of Klal Yisrael, have come into this land. And that's it. We're here. He gadati hayom l'Hashem Elokech. I did make that declaration. Kivasi el aretz. I have arrived to the land. Asher nishva Hashem lavasin lostan. Oh, what do you mean? Once you're making the declaration, what else should you be saying? I've arrived, and I'm not kofi toif. I'm not. I've inherited the land, and I've possessed the land. He gadati hayoyim. Listen here. State the facts. Isn't it incredible that the Haggadah of the farmer omits the the three words which the parsha begins with? The parsha begins with the facts. The facts are, you've come into the land, you've inherited the land, and you've possessed it. Now it's your turn to be makir toiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you make this statement, Chazal say, she'enecho kofui toiva. I'm here. So don't be a kofui toiv. I've possessed it. I'm living in the land. What happened? That's exactly the point. Uviyoim habikurim. Zman matan Torah is a moment of clarity. That although in the eyes of the world, although it is a fact that the Jewish people have conquered, have possessed, have inherited the land of Eretz Yisrael as it was a shvuah to our avos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is a fact. The individual, the yochid, does not live in a materialistic world. When the individual comes to be makir toiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you come and you say to Hashem, we're here. We're in the land. But I don't live forever. No person lives forever. The world, the Olam Hazeh, is a proizdar. It's only an antechamber to Olam Haba. The non-Jews, the Goyim, they have a much greater demand of possession. Property, money. A Goy is chayiv misa if he steals even a chatzi pruta. Why? Because to a non-Jew, this world is the ikar. The other world, all right, whatever it means, there are many religious non-Jews. They are acknowledged there's another world. But more or less, they don't have the Torah. This earth, the gashmius of this world, this is the ikar. The more money you have in the bank, the more possessions you have, the more real estate you own, the greater you are. You are a person's value in this world is dependent on the three words, virishta, viyoshaftaba. The more you possess in this world, the more assets that you have are on your name, and the more enjoyment, the more places you've gone visiting, the more money, the more cars, the more experiences, this is who you are. The mitzvah of Bikurim is exactly, the Torah is demanding of you to make that contrast. The parasha begins, it is a fact. Hashem has given you the land. He has given you everything. But this is not what is important. To be yoyresh and to live in the physical earth, it's a blessing for which we're not kofui toiv. But it's just a tool to use to serve Hashem, to acquire chaye oilam, to acquire nitzchios. A Jew is not a grobe mensch. He doesn't come to the kohen and say, kohen, here I am, I want to be makir toiv. I got a bonus this year, and I got a new car, and we bought a new chandelier, and I bought three new summer homes, one in Connecticut, one in Florida, and one in Eretz Yisrael. That's not what it's about. What it's about is, I want to thank you for everything that I have. I want to thank you for the tools that Hashem has given me in order to acquire nitzchius, chaye oilam. Uviyoim habikurim, it is the zman of matan Torah seinu. Torah is not gashmius. Torah is ruchnius. The goal of ruchnius is to shape our attitude and our perspective on a davar gashmi. the balance of being makir toiv for what Hashem has given us and to omit certain details is the nuance of the mitzvah of Bikurim. The nuances of how the Torah structures Bikurim, this is the mitzvah, to put yourself in the right perspective. The statement of the facts are, Hashem is going to bring you into the land, you're going to possess it, you're going to inherit it. And v'yoshav, do you know what those words mean? To inherit and v'yoshav taba, it's yours. And now it's time to say thank you. And when you come to say thank you, you bring the fruit. You actually bring the fruit. You bring the fruit in the baskets. You bring the gashmias. And you put the gashmias before the mizbeach with the greatest hakaras hatoiv. But your words are critical. Don't focus on the gashmias. Focus on the kedushas ha'aretz. The Gashmiya speaks for itself. Here it is. Here's the basket. Here's the fruit. And the farmers would decorate it. Beautiful gold baskets. Birds. It was done in the most exquisite. They brought in the best interior decorators to put their talents to use to present a davar Gashmi that was exquisite. But yet, the farmer had the sensitivity to acknowledge, I thank you, Hashem, and here is the gift. But I acknowledge this is not the ikur in life. The ikur in life is not the car that I drive. The ikur in life is when the lease is over, you have to say to yourself, what did I do with this car? How many mitzvahs did I use this car for? How many favors, how many people did I take to a simcha? How many times did I use this car to go visit a chole, to go to the hospital to visit? How many times did I use this car to go to a cemetery for a funeral? How many times did I use this car for chesed? That's the goal. The goal is to have in front of you the gashmis, but your haggadah should be nuanced to omit v'rishto v'yoshav toba. That's the uviyoyim ha'bikurim. And it is only through the gift of Torah do we have the ability to put ourselves in that perspective, to appreciate that nuance, the difference between gashmias for its own sake and gashmias as a tool to serve Hashem, to use for greater kivoyt shemayim. Let me go to another shur idea in Bikurim. The farmer brings the basket. The Balaturim is a very famous Balaturim that says something very, very fascinating. If you study the parasha of Bikurim, you will find that all of the letters of the Aleph Beis make an appearance. After all, it's Yom Tov, right? It's Shavuot, it's Matan Torah. 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Every single letter of the Aleph Beis is represented in the parasha of Bikurim, except for one. There is one letter that never made it. One letter whose Wi-Fi was not working and was unable to log on to Zoom on the Yom Tov of Shavuos in the parasha of Bikurim. And you know what that letter is? The letter Samach. What happened to the poor letter Samach? The poor letter Samach is not here in the parasha of Bikurim. Every other letter makes it, but except the Samach. What happened to the Samach? So the Balaturim says, not so fast. The Samach makes an appearance. The Samach appears in the form of a word, the Tene. V'lokach HaKoyhein HaTene MiYodecha. The Tene is Bigamatria Tene. Nun is 50. Aleph is 1. Tes is 9. 50 plus 1 and plus 9 is 60. So the Balaturim says the Tene is the letter Samach. And what does he do? What does the tenor? The tenor represents, it captures the peiros. And the Farshim tell us, what is the tenor? Why is the tenor? Why is the tenor the one that's missing? Why is the letter Samach missing? Because the letter Samach, this is a bit of a Jewish, I think the Balatum actually says this, is because we know we have a tradition that there are 60 Mesechtois in Torah Shebaalpeh. There are 60 Mesechtois. And being that Bikurim, the Torah, the parish of the Yom HaBikurim is the Yom Tif of Shavuos, is the Yom Tif of Shavuos, which is called the Yom HaBikurim. On Yom Tif, there is one letter that really stands out head and shoulders over all the other letters on the day of Shavuos. And that's the letter Samach. The letter that's smiling from ear to ear on the Yom Tif of Matan Torah is the letter Samach. Why? Because there are 60 Mesechtos. There are 60 Torah She Baal Peh. It's Yoy Matan Torah Seinu. Hashem only gave us the Luchos. The Luchos are just the Ten Commandments, but the Ten Commandments, it was explained by Moshe Rabbeinu in Torah She Baal Peh. And Torah She Baal Peh is broken down into 60 parts. All the letters of the Aleph Beis, Aleph Bein of Torah, the one that has the most Hana on Shavuos, is the letter Samach. And yet, the letter Samach doesn't appear in the Parsha of Bikurim. It appears in the most prominent way. It's the basket. It's the kli that holds everything. The fruits of the Bikurim, the Zayin Minim, with the birds that rest on top, and the whole fanfare, it's all contained in the teneh, in the basket. And Chazal said, the basket, a rich man would bring a basket made out of gold. A poor man made out of every person's chelek in Torah is different. There are ein oni ela bedas. The big Talmidei Chacham, they're like a basket of gold. A person who is not yet at that madrega of knowing kol Torah kula, it's as if he brings bikurim in a basket of lulavim, of wicker. Everyone comes with a different basket. Everyone has a different chelek in the Torah. The vart that I just told you is a very popular vart. You've probably all heard this at some point in time, but I want to add one important point. Every day we recite Ashrei. And in Ashrei, all the letters of the Aleph Beis show up. They're all invited. Click here to log in, and they're all present. Nebuch, there was one letter, didn't make it. Didn't show up to Ashrei. One letter couldn't make it. Wi-Fi problems. The letter Nun didn't make it. Why? So we don't understand what all this means. This is more Kabbalistic. The letter Nun represents Nefila. It represents the fall. It represents the weakness of Klal Yisrael. Esav. The Sar Shel Esav was Noga B'Kaf HaYorech. And Yaakov Avinu, he limps. He limps in Golis. Yaakov Avinu is a Neufel in Golis. He's limping. He looks like he's falling down all the time. The Nun, in the eyes of Chazal, David, we don't want to mention the Nun. The Nun, not that the Nun did not show up. The Nun was muted. The Nun was removed, was disinvited. He was pushed out because we don't want to see you here today. You don't represent good. You represent our failure, the fact that we are a Neufel, we fall. But Chazal say, don't worry, the Nun will be restored. And do you know who will restore the Nun? You know who's going to restore the Nun? The letter Samach. The letter Samach is the one that will bring back the Nun. Soimeich Hashem L'chol Hanoi Filin. In the Ashrei, in the next Pasuk, after the Nun, after the omission of the Nun, we come to the letter Samach. And David HaMelech cleverly added the Nun into the Pasuk that was designated for the Samach. by putting the two together, that Hashem will be soimech, the samach, soimech Hashem, lechol, for all of those who are noifel, who fall. Now, take that idea and come to the parish of Bikurim. The parish of Bikurim at face value is a very, very dangerous parish. What's the danger? The letter Samach is absent. In the parsha of Bikurim, the Nun is present, but the Samach is absent. That's very frightening. It should be the other way around. Three times a day, we omit the Pasuk that should have been written for the Nun, because the Nun is the Nefila of Klal Yisrael. But we correct the Nefila with the Samach Soimech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. But in the parsha of Bikurim, there's a Nun, but there's no Samach. There is no Samach. Why? Why is that so? And the answer is, the parsha of Bikurim represents the Gashmias. When you bring to the Kohen, what do you bring? You're bringing the best fruit, the Peros Haaretz. Fruit is a luxury. Man can survive more or less on bread and water. Who needs fruit? Fruit? This is a luxury. You need a Cadillac? You can drive, you take Uber. Just use Uber. Who needs a Cadillac? What do you need to have fruit? Fruit is a luxury. And the fruits of Eretz Yisrael are in a class by itself. The fruits in the basket represent a very great danger for us. When we get swept away by the gashmias of this world, it's a nefila. It's a nefila. And there's no one to pick us up. The koyach of the Yetzer Hara, the koyach of Hamshacha, of being drawn in to enjoying this world for its own sake, just to enjoy what this world has to offer in all of its forms and variations, and just being swept away by the koyach of the Yetzer Hara, is a very, very dangerous thing, for which the Samach decided not to show up. The Samach, the Nun, needs the Samach. Ashrei, Soimech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. The Nun needs the Samach. And in the Ashrei, we get rid of the Nun, and we only have the Samach, because the Samach will prevail, it will lift up the Noifel. But in the parasha Bikurim, it's just the opposite. The Samach decided, I'm not helping you. Too bad for you. I'm not helping you. You want to focus on fruit, on delicious fruit, on gashmias for its own sake. You know what? I'm not helping you here today. I'm gone. I'm staying home. You go Bikurim, you could have your Nun, and I'm not coming. Along came the Torah. The Torah says there is one solution. The Samach says there is one way I will be able to help you. And that is when the Samach appears in the form of the Tene. When the Samach is the Tene, is the basket. When the Samach is not just a Samach, a Soimech, but the Samach takes the form of the basket. The basket which contains the fruit, which is held by the hand of the Kohen. Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says it's not the Kohen, Vosel HaKohen, El HaKohen Gadol. And it's waved before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the farmer holds that basket, that Samach, and says, He gadati hayom l'Hashem Elokeach ki vasi el ha'aretz, she'ein chakofu toiva. And you wave it lifnei Hashem, and you put it lifnei HaMizbeach, and you take that gashmias, and you acknowledge that the gashmias is only a tool to be used in the service of Hashem, lifnei Hashem Elokecha, in acknowledgement of the chesed, the goodness that Hashem has done for us, then the Samach says, that's when I'm going to come. And Alachas Kam V'Kam on the Yontif of Shavuos, Uvim HaBikurim, when the Samach takes on the form of the 60 Mesechtas, when a person devotes himself to learn like the Olam over here, this is your Yontif. Who else comes over here to go learn? To come learn Erev Yontif, to come and learn Torah. People have a Chavivus for the Devar Hashem. Where do you find such people? This is where the Samach says, I'm present. Not just present as a letter. I take on the form of a gold basket. Because when a person appreciates that the Gashmias is a tool to serve Hashem, to elevate yourself in His service, that's where the Samach wants to be. The Samach wants to be part of the Tenufa, part of being present lifnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha, present when the farmer bows down v'hishtachavisa lifnei Hashem Elokecha. That's the pride and joy of the Samach. Abayi Sayyid, this is your Yom Tov. People who learn in Koilel, we have here Koilel Yungalite. We have a very young Koilel. I mean that seriously. Torah is Yosef Chaim. It's Yosef Chaim. It's Kihem Chayenu V'Yoch Yemenu. It adds years of life to a person. Gives a person different perspective. It brings bracha. It's your Yom Tov. The first Mishnah of Shas begins Me'emosai Koidin Es Hashma Ba'arvis. When is the time to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? In the evening, in the Golos, it's Mishosha HaKoyhanim Nichnosin Le'echol B'Trumosan. When the Koyhanim, who are the Koyhanim? Sheva Levi. Who is Sheva Levi? You! People who come to learn Torah. They are the Koyhane Hashem. They're Nichnosim Le'echol. L'chu Lacham U'Belachmi. The study of Torah is called Achila. What's the meaning of Teruma? The Torah in two places, maybe even more, describes Bikurim with the word teruma. Utrumas yodicha elu habikurim. When the Talmidei Chachamim, who are the Kohani Hashem, are nichnas, they come, mashkimim marivim, to learn Torah. They come, le'echol bitrumasam, to eat, bikurim. The bikurim is the basket of 60 mesechtos, the basket, the tene, the Torah Shebaal Peh, that contains within it the bracha of life, the bracha of everything in this world. When they nichnas with their baskets, this is the zman of Kiddush Shem Shemayim, of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's been a very painful, difficult kufa we've been through. Going back from Purim, there are a lot of similarities from Purim and Shavuos. On Purim was Kimu v'kiblu, Kimu mashe kiblu kvar. Purim was the beginning. It was really the beginning of this horror. It's now Shavuos. We see the end of the tunnel. Hopefully, halavai, Hashem shevachmanes on us. It's in a very difficult tkufa. Kimu v'kiblu to uviyem abikurim. Baruch Hashem, the olam here was very strong. Every day. It's your Yom Tov. It's your Yom Tov. It's uviyem habikurim. It's the Yom Tov for the people who are nichnas le'echol bitrumasam, to be oichel from the words of Torah, the 60 Mesechtas, Torah Shebaal Peh, and may it be that Hashem grant you and your families a shefa, an abundance of barucha, success, excellent health, nachas from your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. May Hashem grant all of you the bracha that he be memale mish'alois libichem letoiva. We have a wonderful Yom Tov, a Yom Tov of Simcha, v'samachta b'chagecha, a Yom Tov u'smachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Be well, enjoy your Yom Tov. Take care.
Remember Erev Tavshilin.
Erev Tavshilin. Don't forget to make an Erev Tavshilin.
Everybody.